This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. Today we have the great chus to learn about the Ois Yud. And as mentioned, Bezus Hashem, this coming Tuesday morning, we'll have the zechus and privilege to hear live from the Pe'er Halacha himself. So we got a lot of good use out of the Sefer. I think it will enhance our learning experience to have him on the Shir. Okay, so let's begin with the Ois Yud. Here are the Marim HaKoymos. Here we go. Ois Yud. Shir Gufa Maloi Komos Achad. The shir of the body of the Yud is one Komos. Now, he doesn't say if that means in width or in height. But then he says, Shaloi Tidam Al Reish. You don't want it to look like a Reish. I guess either way, in this diagram, it's one wide. It's also one high. If it would be too wide or too horizontally, then it would look like a resh. Also, if it would be too vertically, it would look like a resh. Okay, certainly if it would be too both ways, it would look like a resh. V'yichtav oisa yishara, you should write it straight. Dahainu shetia roisha upaneha shavim. And that is that its head and its face should be equal. The loy paneh klapei mala, not facing upward, not like in diagram 2, Ois Beis, where the head is facing upward. Gam tia lamala agula letzad yamin lechatchila. It should also be rounded above on the right side, lechatchila. Namely, in diagram 3, it should be rounded over here. V'yasala regel mitzad yamin. You should make a foot on the right side. Let's see, like in diagram 4, it should have a regel on the tzad yamin, like in diagram 4. V'ya'akim regel tzad smal. This is important. The regel yamin should be bent toward the left side. V'yia haregel katzar. The regel should be short. V'lay aruch shalay tadam elavav. You don't want the regel to be like a vav. So it should be short, and otherwise, if it's too long, it's going to look like a vav. If a kid reads it, it's going to be pasal. Okay, number. Gam sarach liyos lehayud tag katam amala alpana. The yud should have a thorn. This is the tag, okay? This is the tag. Sometimes it's known as kutzai shel yud. Sometimes some rishonim say this is kutzai shel yud. There are many different interpretations of kutzai shel yud. The classic one, this is the tag on top. Ukenegda ukutz katan yared milamata. Opposite, there's a thorn below. V'ha ukutz ya katzer min hatag. The ukutz should be shorter than the tag. The tag should be longer, taller than the ukitz. The tag on top should be bigger than the ukitz is on the bottom. Gam yeh katzer yosim raglo shemitzad yamini. Also, you have to make sure the ukitz on the left side is shorter than the regal on the right side. Because if you're not careful and you make the ukitz on the left as long as the regal on the right, it starts to look like the ches, pentadam leches. V'im herecha ukitz ashesho lamata l'regal yamini. If you were marech, the ukitz on the left side until it's equal to the regel yamini, veniris keches ketana, and it looks like a small ches psula. It's going to be pasul. So he said, not a problem, I'll scrape. That's going to be chag tuchais. That's going to be creating the letter by scraping. V'loi mahani grei ras ha'ukitz. It's not going to help to scrape the ukitz ad sheyia katzer kehilchasai. It's not going to help to scrape the ukitz until it's short kahalacha. I'm sorry, to have a chaktuchais. Ella, what do you got to do? You have to scrape the whole ukitz. Ella, you go kol ukitz. The yachsu v'chtaven kilchasa. You're going to have to scrape the whole bottom thorn and then rewrite it. But to scrape off until you have the requisite ukitz, That's a problem because you're changing it from a ches to a yud without writing, just by scraping. V'loy mahani kriyas tinuk b'zeh. It's not going to help if a kid reads it. Meaning, it's not going to help if you extended the ukats and the kid sees it and he sees a yud, it's still puzzle because it's a ches. I don't care if the kid sees it as a yud. It is a ches. So it's not going to help if the kid reads it. Kain Havi b'sefer Mishnah Savram b'shem Beis Yehuda ulo David Emes u'masir akeach v'kenasoy from Simon Yod Beis. Now, this scraping, of course, is only going to help in a Sefer Torah. It's not going to help in Tefillin and Mezuzos because of Shaloi Kesidron. A Sefer Torah, Mayri, this is talking about a Sefer Torah, V'loi b'Tefillin and Mezuzos to have a Shaloi Kesidron. Ah, now this is critical. So we would think all we need to do is scrape off the whole Ukats. Now, the Mishnah Berurah throws in a curveball. You ready for the curveball? V'yesh Misha Kasa. There is such an opinion. Diladas ri aksandarni hamuva beisos v'masov zalshan haraim nimtza b'hagoyis Mordechai or b'hagoyis Maimoni. There is a shita of the ri aksandarni. He the kaimelon kavase we hold like it that sarach ligra gam regel yamini v'achakach yisakin. It's not going to help to scrape off the left leg if you're going to be machshir this letter. You're going to have to scrape the right leg as well. I'm not sure why that's the case. It seems like he holds that if the letter was written bipsul, it's not going to help to be machshir the letter. In other words, now you made a left ukitz and now it looks like a ches. So you say, I'll just scrape it off. Just scrape it off. That's still chak tuchos perhaps, because you're creating a yod by just scraping. Yeah, but I'm going to make an ukitz afterwards. Yeah, that's not called making a yod. An ukitz alone is not called making a yud. I have to make regel yamini also. It's not going to, you're not going to get around the chaktuchas unless you write beguf ha'ois. And making the ukitz is not sufficient to consider it writing beguf ha'ois. You have to write the regel yamini also. This is comes from the Chuvas Chavos Yar Simon Ayin Dalet Vuvu Pischei Chuvli Yardes Simon Reish Ayin Dalet Siv Katan Vav. Ba'ayim Biber Halacha Shebe'yarnu Diyesh Lahachmer Kedei Azoi. That you shouldn't just scrape off the ukitz smiley, you have to write regular yamini as well. Next. Let's say you make the yud, and it just, you make such a fancy tag on the top, it looks like a miniature lamed. So this is how you made the yud. The Sefer Torah shenim tzaba yudin kitzras lamed katana psula. A Sefer Torah that you found yud, like the tzura of a small lamed is pasul. The tzarch ligro kol ha'ois, you have to scrape off the whole letter. There's no way to fix this. What are you gonna do? You're gonna scrape off the top, so that's chak tuchais. You have to scrape off the whole letter and write the yud from start. The belav hachi have a chak tuchais. So I'm not sure why it wouldn't be good enough, sort of, to scrape off the tag on top. Scrape off the regel yamini, but leave the sort of the guf ha'ais. You know, why do you have to erase everything? But that's what the Mishnah Seifrim says, that
you already have a posel letter.
Okay, so let's think about what you have to scrape off. You're going to scrape off the top. You're going to scrape off the regel yamini. It seems like the letter is a little bit more than a kolmos, but why can't I leave that nekuda? What am I lacking by leaving sort of this guf? You're right, now it's pasul, but I'll be machshir it by making a tag on top and by making a proper regel yamini, and it's not chak tuchais because I'm writing v'guf ha'ois.
But if those aren't ma'akev, then you had a yud already.
What?
The ois dalid. You have a yud already. It's not ma'akev. Are the ukats and the tag ma'akev? Without the ukats and the tag, you still have a,
no,
you still have a yud.
But definitely the regel yamini is ma'akev, right?
You should look at ois dalet. He says you're scraping the bottom part and making it a shorter one. You have a yud right here. So you scrape to make a yud.
Where
in, mean, in ois 12, 12 ois dalet. 12 ois dalet. That's the example that he says it's still chak tuchas. 12 Ois Dalet, the fourth one there.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's the example that he's showing is Chaktuchos, because you're scraping, you're creating a yud. You don't have the tag and the uk. It's okay, but that's not makom. You already have the yud there just from scraping.
And so I would say, so scrape off the regel yamini. That's not the ukitz over here. This is regel
right,
yamini.
Right, no. He's saying scrape the whole. Maybe that's what he means by basically scraping the whole thing. Saying just leaving
it
the body.
Sounds like, because you already had a lamed. Once you had a lamed, so the lamed is wrong.
You're okay.
Going to get rid of the lamed and start again. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but what am I violating by leaving the Nakuda Katana and then adding and then adding regal yamini and then a tag? That's not chaktuchas. That's writing the gufais. Okay, Mandy, write down the question. Well, maybe we'll ask him. We'll ask. That's a good question to ask. Yeah, we'll ask. Mandy, you have to make sure you record this. Fine. Uva Yudin Shal Shem. Now, what if you made in the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Hashem's name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Hashem's name, you made the Yud into a Lamed? So then, what are you going to do? You're going to scrape the Yud. You're being Moichek Hashem's name. There's no Eitzah. You know what you're going to have to do, says Mishnah Sofrim? You're going to have to remove the entire column of the Sefer Torah and write it again.
The entire urea. All
the entire
four
urea,
columns.
That's the column, right?
No, urea is the sheet, the entire sheet.
The whole sheet.
Sefer Torah.
The whole sheet, from one stitch to the other. From one stitching to the
four,
other.
Why, it's
four
not
columns
name.
Of the Sefer Torah.
What?
Four columns of the Sefer Torah. Four columns.
Why can't you just take out one column?
I don't know, the minhag is to put four columns on one urea. I don't know if that's the market. I don't know.
In other words, there's no eitzah to fix this. You can't erase the yod because you can't erase Hashem's name.
It's not Hashem's name. It's a lamed. It's not
okay.
A yod.
Okay, look what he says. Good. Achim ayud nira mamish kilamed. If a mamish looks like a lamed, le'ein koil, then yachal ligror afilu b'shem. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. But this is Mendy's point. That if the yud is mamish, looks like a lamed, then you'd be allowed to erase it. Why? I am erasing Hashem's name. I never wrote Hashem's name. I wrote Lamed Hey Vavke, right? I didn't write Yud Kei Vavke. So I guess if it's like a gray area, if it's gray matter, what we call, so then it looks like the Shem Havaya, I can't erase. I can't erase the whole thing. But if it looks like a Lamed outright, then I could erase even Hashem's name. So I'm going to leave the Nekuda Katana, like over here. That's where I got the idea from earlier. And then you add a tag, and you add an ukas, and you'll add a rego yamini. So in other words, if it's going to be questionable, one second. So if you wrote like this kind of yud in the yud kei vav kei, so it's somewhat questionable. It looks a little bit like a yud. It looks like a lamed. It has to be fixed, but you can't erase in the Shem Havaya. So then, this he's saying is blatantly a lamed. So this you could erase. Masha'en Kane, if it's questionable, it seems like you would not be able to erase it. So again, I'm just still not sure why in diagram 12 you can't erase the tag, the regel yamini, and the ukitz, and then rewrite them. But it sounds like here you could. Al ken yishli zaher ma'oid. Therefore, you should be very careful. B'mashakasav ha-baruch sh'amar. You should be very careful what the Baruch Sh'amar says. The yaseh ha-kutzois ketanim v'dakim. That you should make the the points, meaning the Baruch Shamar says you have to make sure that the tag on top and the ukitz on the bottom is very, very small. Shlo yekalkel hayud, ayin sham. So you don't ruin the yud. Ki yim yeh tag gadol amala. If it's going to be too big of a tag, yeh nira kilamid katan. It's going to look like a small lamid. Vim yarech ha'ukitz shelamata. And if you make the ukitz below too long, yeh nira keches. And then you're going to get yourself into hot water if it's in the shame of Hashem. Avam nesina rabim yeshmei ha'soifrim. Sheinam nizharim b'zeh klal. Some sort of not careful on this at all. Oy moisifin kanal, or they add. Oy gorin, or they take away. Sheinam oisim klal ukitz l'tzad smali. They don't make an ukitz at all on the left side. Uve emes roiv ha'poiskim pasku k'rabbeinu tam. The truth is most poiskim pasku k'rabbeinu tam. The ukitz smali ma'akev, that the left ukitz is ma'akev k'moy regel yamini, just like the left regel. Ach d'yesh chiluk b'neihem. There's going to be a major difference between the regel yamini and the ukitz smali. V'di'eved le'inyan tikkun the b'smaloi mayol tikkun afil b'tilin u'zuzus. V'di'eved. On the left side, you could fix it even by Tfilin Mezuzos will have it Shalai Kesidra. In other words, if you, let's say, don't make the regel, the ukitz smiley, you could go back and make it. It's not going to be Shalai Kesidra because it's only a detail. Avaloi b'yamino, it's not going to help on the right letter. Chumash Nizbar b'simen lamed beiz. V'atzavach ha'primagadim b'zmanei ozah. The primagadim has already cried out about this. Alkein. You have to be very careful. Shloi lechasrim. Do not diminish the regel yamini or the ukit smoylai, the gam shloi lehoisef aleim, and not to add on to them, like we saw in diagram 3 and 4. You don't want to make it too big. You don't want to make the tag on top too big or the regel smoylai too long. Ki ukit sa smoylai lo yarak min nekuda. The left ukit should just be a dot. I'm a little bit more yod to miguf ha'ois coming out of the actual yod miguf ha'yod. Kedemuchach b'sefer hatshuma. Okay, let's hold it over here. Again, I want to remind. So tomorrow we're gonna, I guess, get together regular time. And I want to remind everyone Tuesday we're gonna have the Pe'er Halacha on with us. So hope everybody could join us for that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.